Good morning. I'm Vin Ebnu. A Tuckerton man on the run is no longer on the run. Donald Rutter, who was charged January 6th with the attempted murder of Thomas Jarvis of Little Lake Harbor, was arrested last night by U.S. Marshals in Atlantic City. Rutter is accused of firing a shot at Jarvis in a sensitive area. Jarvis is reportedly recovering. Rutter is now in jail. One of the schools in the Little Lake Harbor School District will be operating virtually for the next couple weeks after a recent rise in COVID cases. Principal Denise Guinan at the George J. Mitchell School sent a letter to parents Thursday asking for patience during this transitional period going to virtual learning. The 28th annual Polar Bear Plunge in Seaside Heights is going virtual this year due to COVID safety concerns and outdoor gathering restrictions. Special Olympics New Jersey President Heather Anderson, whose group The Plunge raises money for, hopes people will still support the effort.
We just need everybody's support this year. We need people to remember our athletes right now, an underserved population in normal times, and raise that $100 and raise more if you can.
Last year's event raised $2.5 million for Special Olympics New Jersey. The Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade and Polar Bear Plunge in Seaside Heights being canceled in person this year means more lost opportunities for hard-hit restaurants and bars who would ordinarily be packed for both events, explains Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vaz.
But it also has an impact in rentals because it is a rental weekend. Come down and spend 2-3 days.
Vaz hopes to see things a bit more normal by the time Memorial Day rolls around for the unofficial start of summer. Two Toms River residents, along with an Edison man, have some explaining to do after being arrested Thursday for their roles in running a scheme to defraud the New Jersey Traumatic Brain Injury Fund of more than $4.5 million. C.R. Krause and Maritza Flores of Toms River and the Edison man are charged with criminal complaints of conspiracy to commit health care fraud. My, oh my, what a week on Wall Street, and not in a good way. It's utter chaos right now, and it may have started with Robinhood. That company and others are trying to squash a fire that's created a volatile marketplace. GameStop stock, for example, went from $20 to $3.50 in just a couple weeks before closing down 43.2% Thursday. Today, if you have stocks in companies like Robinhood, GameStop, AMC Entertainment, Bed Bath & Beyond, BlackBerry, Nokia, Tootsie Roll, Trivago, and others, you'll only be able to sell your positions as of now, not use borrowed funds, according to Robinhood. And folks, this is far from being over on Wall Street. Meanwhile, a Middletown mom is riding her Peloton bike for 24 hours straight starting tomorrow to help raise funds and awareness for kids battling cancer. Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner is the president of Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, which raises funds for childhood cancer research and supports children and their families emotionally and financially. That mission is what will drive her through the marathon race beginning tomorrow morning.
Even though I don't really have the proper training for this, you know, my inspiration is all these kids who are fighting cancer.
You can watch the Spin for Kids event live on the Infinite Love for Kids Facebook page and donate to the cause at infinitelovefortidsfightingcancer.org. In sports on Thursday, the Rangers snapped their four-game skid with a 3-2 overtime win over the Sabres. The Devils fall to the Flyers 3-1. Islanders come up short to the Capitals 6-2-3. On Wall Street Thursday, as hectic as it is right now, the Dow did okay, rising 300, and it closed at 30,603. Weather today, absolutely freezing. High of 26, a low of 15. In between, gusty winds up to 40 miles an hour at times, and partly sunny skies. But it will be a day for the hot chocolate. I'm Vin Ebnu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.